This is the Midwest Happy Hour. Cheers!
Yes, oh, but I have stories to tell you.
Okay, tell me the stories.
Okay, so today. So as you know, Green is potty training, and we have decided he only wears like a pull-up or diaper sleeping.
Very good.
That is it. So then he's in his undies the rest of the time. What a nice Saturday, couple. Perfect.
Yes.
He peed on a tree outside.
Sweet.
He peed inside. I mean, like, in the toilet.
He peed inside. He peed outside.
And then at the end of the day, he was like, Mama, I need poop. And so then we went to the toilet, and he pooped. Like, he told me, like,
perfect.
Like, the light bulbs went out in his head, like, or went off in his head.
Went on.
And he was like, oh, I do have to go. Okay. Anyway, Sunday morning, he poops in his
underwear.
I was like, oh, my God.
Shit.
But then he pees in the toilet the rest of the day. So I'm like, okay, fine.
All right.
Monday morning, poops again in his undies.
It's not cool to poop your pants, man.
It is not. Especially in underwear. It's the hardest to change.
Yeah. Anyway. Because it's like a disaster. You need like a tarp to lay down to go.
So
like.
Then fast forward to today. And we had to wait at home for a while because Metronet had to come like fix our line for our internet, and then I decided, okay, I would prefer to wait for Grant to poop. However, I don't know when this is gonna happen, and I would like to go to the gym. Okay. So we go to the gym
and like leave him in his undies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then I am on the tread about to start my workout, and one of the ladies comes up and is like, hey, we asked him if he needed to go potty, and then literally 5 minutes later he pooped in his pants. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Did you bring a backup situation?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Very good.
I tell you what, it was the biggest, grossest, smelliest situation.
Did you have to leave? Like, you can't come back. Did you put him back in the day?
Yes, I sure did. I said I didn't even start my workout.
I'm getting my workout in, Grant. Was he pissed that he had to go back to daycare after you cleaned
it
up?
He was like, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's his, like, personality a lot of time. Like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, that's why he shits his pants.
Yes. I feel like what I'm learning so far is if I ask him too much, if he needs to go, that's when a lot of his accidents occur. By me, like, continuously being like, hey, you need to go potty? You need to go potty? When he initiates it, that's when he has the most success. So it's like, I feel like, because he is kind of like a control freak in terms of like what he wants to do, right?
So it's my terms, so I will poop in the toilet.
Right, so that's why I feel like I'll remind him in the morning.
Like, make sure you go poop on the potty.
And then I need to back off.
Yeah, and just let it happen.
But I also need to like be better at monitoring him of where he's going.
Because he'll hide and shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like today, or yesterday, he did it in the bathroom. I'm like,
have you tried, I've asked you this before, have you tried hitting him? Yeah, no.
Oh, but that's not it.
Oh.
Also, while I was showering, okay, this is like,
just laid it all out
there.
I
don't know. Controversial, whatever.
Okay, okay.
Okay, anyway, we're in this phase where Grant needs to be in the shower with me. Like, he, like, needs to be in the shower with me.
Okay.
He will freak the heck out. Anyway, so we're in there, and Bubba comes up. Grant was like, I want a shower. So then I'm like, oh, my God.
Holy shit.
So then I take his clothes off, put him in the shower with me, and he's like, I need out of the shower. I need out of the shower. So I assumed he's going to go back downstairs to where Flint was.
But he's naked?
He's naked.
Okay.
And you know his poop situation. Like, he'll, like, pop off, like, a little turd here or there.
He does, like, short little.
Right. Right. Yeah. Every once
little
in
poop,
a while.
Little
every
poop.
Once in a while, big it'll poop. Be, like, a big one. And I knew he didn't go yesterday, but I was just expecting, like, maybe a small little, little nug, whatever. Anyway, so I get out of the shower, and I hear him, like, screaming, and he locked himself into the bathroom over there.
Oh, no.
And so
no.
I get out, and he's not really screaming. He's just, like, making
noises.
He's,
like, mad because he's stuck in the bathroom. Yeah.
And I wasn't in the shower long. Like, it was quick. Yeah, so then I get out, and I go get him, and I try to open up the door, and he pushes it closed, and he goes, Brother did it! Oh, brother did it! And I'm like, wait, what? And I push past. There was so much poop everywhere.
Oh, no. My God.
A huge log, like, literally, huge log like that on the ground.
Oh.
And then, like, a couple little turds.
Like, what the fuck?
And Brady's blaming it on
He's already, like, he's like, shut the door. Grant did this. He was like, freaking, you would not believe.
And I'm like, my God, first of all, I know he didn't do that.
I've seen the whereabouts of your brother. He's been with me. Yes. Like, you cannot.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm not going to freak out. I go, you need to take a bath now. So then, because he had it on him. So then I had my hair wrapped in a towel, no towel on. I'm trying to, like, get him cleaned up while also, like, cleaning up the poop on the ground. And Grant's scream crying at the door because he wants to take a bath too. I'm like, we're not actually taking a bath in here.
No,
like,
your brother needs shit cleaned up off of him. This is red alert.
I am, like,
is Flint in the house?
In shit. Like, this is shit season, and I'm knee deep in it, and kids don't care.
No. I bet Bubba was pissed that you had to clean that up and take time away from him.
He was, like, you could tell he was a little, like, embarrassed. And then he, like, started laughing about it, and I go, no, it's not funny.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
And he was like,
Yeah. Wow, what a disaster.
Yeah.
Surely that'll never happen to you again. Right.
And so I just decided, I'm going to just laugh. I just need to laugh. I'm about to start my period, so I'm a little bit quick to anger right now. So, like, I'm just trying to laugh at things and not stress out.
Hey, maybe it's time to potty train the little one.
I mean, I try. When Grant goes, then I say, Bubba, do you want to go? And then he freaks out saying no. So, I just have a couple freakouts about a freaking toilet. There was a Real Housewives of Potomac that she used to be on, and from the very beginning, newborn,
okay,
she would set them on like a potty.
Yeah, I've seen
that. And she would do like a travel potty, and so she'd always, like, every so often, like, put them on the potty.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that might be genius, because then they get used to being on the potty.
And their muscles to sit up, too, so it helps with, like, the sitting up stuff. Yeah, I've seen that before. You start as early as, like, 4 or 5 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that potties are bad to have in every room. Your naked baby pottied all day in the potty when he was naked, and he was mad at me by the end of the day. He was like, Grant wants a diaper. And I was like,
I know. So, like, we went through a phase this weekend where he was refusing to put undies on, and he would say, no, diaper. And I was like, nope, sorry about you. And
just
I
be finally, naked then, fuck it.
And I finally got him in the undies with airplane, because I was like, oh, you can fly too. And he's like, what?
Only yes. If you put underwear on. Captain Underpants.
Yes, it was rough.
Oh my God, knee deep in shit. That's the name speaking of this episode. Shit,
I'm also gonna be doing some coffee enemas.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I don't want
to. Flint said he did not want to be a part of it.
No! Have you ever done an enema? Maybe you should just start regular.
No.
And then move up to coffee?
Here's the thing, everyone.
Oh, God, this is going to be good.
Buckle up. So, like, I have, like, chronic GERD, for sure. At this point in time of my life, I have consistent, at least once, twice a week of acid reflux, indigestion, where it, like, prohibits me from wanting to drink water, wanting to eat anything. Like, it gets bad. It gets so bad that I can't sleep at night.
But how much coffee are you drinking all day?
So, like, I've gone back and forth of, like, I've had one cup of coffee, or I've had, like, a pot of coffee. Like,
okay. So that's not the issue.
Because I've thought, like, maybe that is.
Right. Not sleeping makes you think.
But you would think that. Acid. But you would think that the coffee would give me indigestion or, like, acid reflux early on in the day.
Well, and I don't think so.
It doesn't, like, spark up until, like, later on in, like, the evening or whatever. I know it also doesn't help that, like, we eat dinner and, like, an hour later, I'm laying down trying to put Grant down. So, like, that also doesn't help. However, like, it shouldn't be this bad all right. the time. And so I just got the coffee in today. It's coffee specifically for enemas. I got the enema kit on Amazon. And I've just been doing a lot of digging, a lot of research. And there's something with GERD or, like, acid reflux or whatever. It has something to do with, one, I have always had, like, not a great digestive system. I've always bloated super badly. Like, I remember when I was 21 and I was coaching basketball and, like, after the game, I would, like, go down to eat dinner with people and I couldn't eat because my bloating would be so bad. It'd be so, like, painful. Ugh. Like, I've always just had really bad bloating issues. And so, I think it's just a buildup of that being, like, the root cause.
Right. It's something, yeah.
Right. And so, and it has something to do with, like, bile, which bile isn't shit. It's just bile.
I mean, it's acid.
Right. Yeah. So, like, there's a bile buildup
okay.
in my intestines.
Okay.
Potentially, that is causing my stomach not to digest the food properly because I'm not producing enough acid. Okay. And that's why antacids aren't good for you, because most of the time when you have acid reflux or indigestion or whatever, it's because you're not producing enough acid, so your stomach's not breaking down the food well.
So it's sending the shit up. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, it got so bad last week that I had to throw up. My mouth was on fire.
Ew.
It burned so bad. It was like someone lit a match inside my throat and in my mouth. And when I tell you I'm desperate at this point to not feel that way a couple of times a week.
So why is the coffee gonna help?
So, like, the coffee enema helps detox your liver and detox all of just, like, the nasties out. And I think I'm just kind of full of the nasties.
Where in does your butthole connect to your liver?
It's not to, like make you poop. It's not, like, essentially to do that. It's to help, like, cleanse your body.
It's your colon.
Yeah.
The coffee doesn't go into your liver.
Look up how it's done, because
I know how enemas are done. You squeeze shit into your butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't go to your liver, I don't think. I don't think enema... Definition.
No, don't just do enema. I'm doing a coffee enema.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Like, it's coffee enema. Definition. Injection of coffee into the rectum and cola via the anus. There's no scientific evidence to support right. any positive health claim for this practice, and medical authorities advise that the procedure may be dangerous.
I don't believe it. That's Wikipedia.
Risk of adverse effects, some of them serious, including infections, seizures, heart and lung problems, and death.
No.
The rationale for using enemas can be traced back to the earliest medical texts. Well, you know those people lived for a long time. The pre-scientific misconception that the accumulation of feces in the intestines can lead to auto-intoxication, and that the cleansing of intestines can prevent that. The practice of colon cleansing experienced a renaissance in the 1990s, and at this time, coffee enemas were used as an alternative cancer treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Their frequent use is a feature of Gerson therapy and Kelly therapy, ineffective alternative cancer therapies. Their use is promoted with claims that they can, quote, detoxify the body by boosting the function of the gallbladder and liver. Some claims are not supported by evidence. In 2018, Gwyneth Paltrow's company, Goop.com, was promoting coffee enema kits. That's all I need to hear.
I love it. I love it because here's the fucked up thing about our society. Like, in our, our government and our medical stuff, like, it's all, like, pharmaceutical. They want you to take pharmaceutical things, and they don't want you to get better, and they don't want you to try to do things like this. I fully trust it. I'm going to try to do it. And I'm going to do it daily for, like, a week.
Dude,
and
then I'm going to do... Don't do that.
Yes.
Can you please just relax and, like, do it? Maybe just, like, don't go... Remember when you took double magnesium?
Okay, that was because I didn't, like, actually...
Yeah, do research.
Yeah.
Lacey.
I didn't know magnesium was a laxative.
According to the Canadian Society of Intestinal Research, in the 1920s, a scientist suggested that coffee enemas would be more effective than saline enemas. He claimed that it would stimulate the liver and detoxify the body.
But you hear, like, so I follow this woman who is a, she's going through, like, thyroid cancer or, like, something like that. And she does all of this holistic stuff. And, I mean, she's thriving now. So I'm going to just do what she's doing.
There are no quality studies to suggest otherwise, and people risk rectal burns and caffeine overdose.
Rectal burns because they're putting hot coffee up their ass. I'm not going to put hot coffee up
my butt. What about caffeine overdose? Does that... A 2019 article notes that coffee beans contain a compound called caffeine.
I got
proponent of coffee enemas.
Specifically for enemas. For your
beehole.
And it's light.
Proponents of coffee enemas claim that this compound stimulates the activity of an enzyme called glutathione S transferase, which opens up the bile duct in the liver and aids digestion. Yeah, that compound, Cafestol. I'm afraid you're gonna die. Don't do it.
I'm not going to die. I'm doing what other people do, and they're alive.
Other people do heroin.
No, I'm gonna do it.
Let's end the podcast on that, on coffee enemas. And then you have to report back and tell us if you're still alive.
I'll be here. I'll be here, everyone. Don't you worry.
I don't know about this.
I feel like I cut out alcohol for a long time.
Okay.
I feel like I eat healthy.
Okay.
I exercise. What more? What I don't know what else I can do at this point to try to figure out.
Shove coffee up your pooper. Obviously, you're obsessed with shit right now, so this will be your real good.
Yeah. But there's this other lady who, like, they do it every day. She does it every day.
Yeah, I saw that on My Strange Addiction. Is it the same lady? Because she went to a doctor and he was like, you will get cancer and die.
No, but I'm going to do it. The coffee just came in today.
This is awesome. I'm so happy. I'm going to try something experimental, too.
I, like, just take my health really seriously, and I want to feel my best and be my best. And when I have acid reflux, it literally makes me want to die.
Eating and then going to bed 3 hours later?
Yes, I've also tried not eating.
That's true. You did do fasting. I forgot you did the not eating thing for a couple days.
3 days.
Yeah, that was enough. But it worked. I mean, technically, you didn't have acid reflux during that time.
I had acid reflux that first day still.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, but, well, I mean, I guess that probably counts because, like,
right, you know, still however digesting many hours. And whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I didn't because I wasn't putting anything in my body.
Okay.
I'm also looking into, there's this juicer on Facebook Marketplace and here in Bloomington that I think I'm just going to get.
Okay.
And there's something also with, like, alkaline, making alkaline juices. So, like, more leafy, greeny type of stuff that can also help with acid reflux.
Okay.
I don't want to take antacids. It's making it worse.
Yeah, I agree.
Why do you not like the juicing?
Because, like, I think the alkaline shit and stuff is kind of, like, bullshitty. Like, they're just trying to sell water bottles that say, like, pH balanced or something.
I'm not trying to buy that. I know. I'm trying to actually make it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, have nutrients from, like, leafy greens and also fruit.
I kind of love it because I live like garbage and I love it.
I don't think you live like garbage.
Yeah, I do. I eat whatever I want and drink whatever I want whenever I want.
What a thriving life to live.
Thriving.
I would also consider that thriving.
And I'm just trying to be up my poop best.
I'm just trying to be my best self. Also, like, I haven't been drinking coffee until an hour and a half after I wake up.
That's good. Chugging water before that.
And then I eat breakfast before.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So, like, in the morning, this is what I'll have. I'll put my tea kettle on to warm up my water because bodies like warm water in the morning. So I do warm lemon water with some salt.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, then I'll do orange juice, coconut water, a little bit of salt, and maybe like a splash of some other juice. Because again, that's supposed to help with adrenal, like, glands.
It just makes me laugh.
Also to hydrate you. And then I will eat breakfast.
Says the lady with GERD. I wake up, I drink water, I have a coffee, maybe whatever, I get to it, drink more water, and then I don't eat anything until like 11 or 12. Then it might be McDonald's for all I know at that point. And then later around 4, I'll probably start drinking, 5, 6 o'clock, eat supper, and then go to bed. Girdless.
I know, like, what the... I did not... I tried to think, like, pre-kids, did I ever have this?
No.
Maybe every once in a while, but not... Not
having kids kills, just like on Mean Girls.
Like, I remember, was it Grant or Graham? I can't remember which one, but I definitely had to sleep sitting up.
Well, both of them, you were shitty in the first trimester.
Well, yeah,
and I felt like garbage. But Graham, you were like, I feel like garbage, and I go, you also felt like garbage with Grant in the first trimester, and you're like, yeah, but I forgot about it, and I was like, yeah, obviously, or else you wouldn't have done this to yourself again,
right? Honestly, I feel like I would have another child. If
your GERD would go away.
Maybe
if these coffee enemas work, Flint, you're in luck, buddy.
No, Flint's like, we are done having kids. But I almost think I kind of want another kid because he doesn't want another kid. So it's like me just like
being... That's crazy as fuck.
Right.
Yay. Just do it anyways. A lot of people do it.
Right.
Fuck it. You can afford it and stuff.
Yeah.
And you have a big enough house. And
yeah.
And these other kids are going to be shitting in the toilet soon. So, fuck
it's
it.
It's got to happen.
Yep.
It'll be great. I have a lot of judgments of people that want to have kids. I don't have judgments on me when I want to have kids.
Yeah. I've noticed. You have a lot of judgments on people when they do stuff. But when you do it, it's fine. But
I have, like, reasoning before it. And I feel like I have a good head on my shoulders.
You don't think other people give themselves reasons? And act like they have a good... Lacey, other people have good heads on their shoulders. They don't talk about shoving coffee up their poop hole.
Yes,
and
they do.
They did research because they read online and saw videos of other people. They're like, yeah.
Okay, I will do more research.
Please.
And I'll send it to you.
Yes, please do, because I really want to know these people that are like, it's great. Because I watched My Strange Addiction back in 2009, and those people did not look like they were doing well.
No, I'll do a little bit more research. I'll send it to you.
I'll send you videos of people eating baby powder.
I won't do anything.
It's skipping out.
I won't do anything until, like, this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, just read a little bit more and sell it. Back, just give it back to them. If you want to change your mind, that's fine. You don't have to go through with it just because you bought it. I also feel like
I bought 5 pounds of coffee.
Oh my god, dude, do you think a little part of it is these people want to sell you fucking butthole coffee
money? Those people didn't promote those things. I found those separately.
Doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying, is butthole coffee, people want to sell you butthole coffee. They don't care how it affects you.
If it was, like, killing people and, like, putting people in the hospital, they would not have that coffee. They would not. They would not be in business.
Hospitalized.
Coffee enema. You know there's going to be at least one.
Heard of coffee enema? Doctors issue warning about TikTok detox. October 30th.
Lies. They just want to prescribe you antacids. That's all they care about.
Some people will think that it will make them feel better, boost immunity, help with constipation, help with IBS symptoms, bloating, and gas. According to Dr. Nathani, the coffee enema actually dates back to the 1930s, but he said there's no evidence that it actually works.
Medical studies
say that coffee enema could have major side effects, in some cases deadly results. Shut the fuck up. Dr. Nathani points to studies that show at least 3 deaths.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The majority of the side effects are related just to the coffee going into the rectum and causing irritation. Some people do it and it's still warm or hot. That's how you get burns. Fucking shit.
Like, what idiots? I already know that.
He does not recommend an enema at all for detox. Yeah, because that seems crazy. Okay,
here's the thing. He's probably a believer that your body can detox itself. I also believe that. However, there's so many toxins everywhere in everything you consume. Everything you breathe in, everything you touch.
What are they?
Everything.
Everything is a toxin. Nitrogen and oxygen and
all of it.
Yes.
And so, like, your body, so then when I go to sleep, when you sleep at night, your body is supposed to be in rest and digest. And your body is supposed to be able to do those functions, but your body is overloaded by all of the garbage that it's like, I have too much to do. So then you don't get good sleep because your body's, like, kind of, like, freaking out and your cortisol levels are freaking out because, like, your body just is not able to, like, do all of it. Your body's fantastic and can do so many great things for you. But at this, in 2023, we're just living in a different time.
Yeah, people are shoving coffee up their ass.
They sure
are.
But
they've been doing it since 1930.
And I'm going to be on that bandwagon.
So since they've been doing it since 1930, does that make you feel any differently about it? Make you feel better about it because they've been doing it for so long?
I mean, there's no research done. So, whatever. Like, I don't care. I don't care.
Sweet. I love it. Okay.
All I care about is feeling better.
And if this helps, it's good. Dude, what if you come out on the other side of this and you're like, coffee enemas for life, I'll buy you a t-shirt.
Please do. Okay, we're going to shake on it right now.
Yes, I will buy you a t-shirt that says, I heart coffee enemas.
Like a month?
Yeah, at least a month of like consistently doing it.
But here's the thing, like, what's consistently?
Well, I don't know.
Because I think at least like once a week.
Whatever you're consistent, whatever you want to do. And then if you feel better afterwards in like after like 30 days, no. Then
I'm going to send you the Instagram account of the lady with cancer.
Okay. Okay. Please do.
Because I'm like, okay, I could get down with juicing.
You're like, I have cancer. I know.
My body feels like it has cancer.
Okay. Yay. I love it. I'm worried about your pooper, but it's fine.
I'll be gentle and it will be room temperature.
Oh yeah, because you wouldn't want it to be cold.
And it's like you have to hold it in your so the bag is up high, right? And it drips in.
Sure. Yep.
Until all of it's gone.
So you're gonna have
to lay 32 ounces.
You're gonna have to lay prone.
Yeah, and then you lay there for 12 to 15 minutes.
Kids, mommy's having alone time right now. Get out.
But you then have to hold it in for at least 12 minutes.
Whoa. You don't have very good experience.
I won't be taking any magnesium before this.
Don't you dare fart.
Right, I know, not at all. So that'll be interesting because it's like 12 to 15 minutes.
Grant and Graham are going to be so disappointed when you shit everywhere.
Like, Mom, you told us not to do
Graham's
this.
Graham's going
to
go, brother did it. You can just tell him. You can be like, Graham, look what Grant did.
I know.
Graham, can you believe it? Brother pooped again.
Not on the wall.
Oh my god, I fucking love it.
And Flint's like, you better clean up your mess. I don't plan on being messy, everyone.
What do you mean you don't plan on being messy? You're putting 3 whole cups of coffee in your bowl. It's gonna be a mess. Does your toilet hold 32 ounces? Because it's gonna be more than that.
I am just gonna trust
will you take
people.
A video?
I will. Please. I will.
Oh my god, for research purposes. Should we keep going and then split this into 2 episodes?
We definitely can. Okay. I love Theo Vaughn. One, he's a cutie. 2, he's freaking hilarious. I have never heard a stand-up from
him. Are you just now finding him?
Yes. Like maybe 6 months ago. From Flint listening to a podcast with him. And I'm like, who is this guy? He's funny.
I kind of feel bad that I never told you now. You know I met him, right?
No!
Yeah, we went to Wyoming, Illinois and saw him twice at the Paramount Theater. And the second time we went, he was like kind of hanging out in the hallway. Yeah. And I literally stood there like an awkward little teenage girl mm-hmm. and was like, waited for him to stop talking to somebody and was like, hey. Yeah, literally was like, hey, I love you, but not in a weird way or whatever. Like, I don't even know what I said because I was just weird. And and then, like, there was a party at the bowling alley afterwards. And, yeah, it was fun. So I've seen him twice.
So I haven't seen his stand-up, like I said.
Oh, my God.
But I have listened to a few of his podcasts. I'm like, okay, I'm hooked now. He is so funny. He has so many good, like, one-liners or, like just in conversation, he's just so
just
funny.
Just crazy. He just says the craziest shit.
Right. Okay. Let me think so about much. What he said because I'm listening to the one with him and Carl Tuckerson.
Yeah.
And I love it. Yeah. But man, he was talking about like, gosh dang, I wish I could remember like
when
this
he says he beat Down syndrome. It makes me cry. laughing. He is the best. Yeah, yeah, I love him. I've been listening to him for like a really, really long time. He did that podcast, The King and the Sting, with Brendan Schaub for a while. I bought a sweatshirt. I literally wear that sweatshirt. You've seen me wear it. I don't
know who that Brandon.
Brendan Schaub. Brendan. And there's no way that you know who that is. He's from The Fighter and the Kid. Mm. I've also been listening to podcasts since 2014.
So have I, like, since the beginning. But I listen.
Obviously not good
I
ones.
I listen. What started me off was Heather Dubrow's World, which is a Real Housewife. So, like, that's the route that I took.
Yeah.
And then I ended up at Joe Rogan, and then, like, I ventured out to more health and wellness, and
But
then,
you've never listened to, like, Tom Segura or Bert Kreischer, Theo Vaughn, or...
No, I don't listen, like, to a lot of Brian comedians, and I'm sorry, I don't consider Joe Rogan, like, a comedian. Like,
have you ever watched his stand-up?
No, but I heard it isn't good.
Stop.
But, like, I don't know Joe Rogan from him being a comedian. I know him from his podcast. His
podcast.
Well, okay. Actually...
Fear Factor.
Fear Factor.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I found him first. But then I found his stand-up, and then I started listening to Joe Rogan when he was still on Ustream.
Right.
And when Kill Tony, like, that show is great.
When we were going to start this podcast, Flint was like, do you think Joe Rogan was good when he first started? Because I was, like, telling him how nervous
no,
I am.
They
He's
were.
Like, no. He goes, go listen to his first episodes.
It,
like,
was just him and Red Band on Ustream in, like, Rogan's garage or his basement or something. Yeah, and it wasn't good. But it was funny because he would have people like, do you know Joey Diaz?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he would have Joey Diaz on, and, like, mm-hmm. he's fucking hilarious. Joey Diaz has The Church of What's Happening Now. That's a great podcast, too.
Okay.
Get into the comedians. What the fuck? I've seen
Rogan,
Brian Callen, Brendan Schaub.
I would Ari like Shaffir, to go to a Theo comedy Bond. Show. I would love to go see Adam Sandler.
I don't have that much money. But I would love to go to a comedy show too, but it's hard to commit.
Take me.
I will. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll find one coming up and we'll go and we'll do that. Because, like, they come to Schaumburg and stuff all the time. Even the St. Louis one's not bad. It's just in a mall, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been to comedy shows in Indianapolis, St. Louis, Chicago. That Wyoming one was, it's a small town, but there's, like, a theater that Theo was trying to, like, raise money for. And yeah. They did. The first show that he did raised a ton of money. It was kind of funny because the first year that we went, I bet it was 2015 or 16, and all the people that were at the show were, like, clearly... like, townies, mm-hmm. and, like, his, not necessarily his friends and family, but, like, people that they told about it, you know? And then the next year, he blew up after his, like, special came out, and then it was all, like, kids from Chicago, and, like, people asking if there's Ubers out there, and it's like, dude, you were in the smallest town. It's like a Colfax size or whatever, yeah, you know, but with a little funny. Theater and a bowling alley and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty wild, like... going to see him, but he's fucking hilarious. It pissed me off the second year we went to see him.
His humor is my type of humor.
Me too. But the second time, I couldn't get into it. I'm mad at myself because I don't really remember the show that good, because the lady in front of me literally sat there with her phone like this and had the camera on, not the video, the camera, and was just going... and just taking photo after photo after photo of him. And I
That's
was like,
weird.
It totally, like, pulled me out of it. And I couldn't, like, listen to him because she's, and he know, because we were kind of towards the front. Like, it's a small, the theater's, like, the size of your, a little bit bigger than your bedroom or whatever. But it was small and, like, intimate. Yeah. And so he could see that she, like, had her phone up. And you could tell he was trying not to have this awkward, like, put your fucking phone away for 5 minutes.
I think as a comedian, you can be like, put your fucking phone down.
Yeah, he
everyone.
Just, it was just like a weird thing. And she just kept, I swear to God, this lady took 5,000 photos of him, like, the mm-hmm. whole entire time. It was weird. The first year they, like, sold out of all their beer. I have a koozie. It says, like, Paramount Theater, Wyoming. It's I almost cute. Asked him to sign it, but I just got really nervous. Because it was like, it was just, we were in this bowling alley. It was like the, remember how, yeah. like, small the Colfax bowling alley is? Mm-hmm. Like, imagine he's standing over by the bathroom. And I, like, walk over there, and yeah. he's, like, talking to somebody, and I'm just kind of doing this, like, hello, I came to your show all the way from whatever, you know? And he was like, thanks. And I was like, I love you, bye. I fucking ran away. I don't even know. It was weird, but it was super good. Yeah, I love him. He's, like, he's one of my faves, for sure. for sure one of my favorites. Anytime he's on any different podcast, I watch it.
Right.
Especially, like,
Kill Tony. I, like, Googled Theo and Tucker, like, their episode or whatever, and then I saw that someone, like, posted something on Reddit, and it was like, why do comedians always put these, like, why do all comedians think that they can just start podcasts and put all these lefties
shut the fuck on up.
And, like, push their leftist agenda and just, like,
Tucker all this was stuff, on like, Fox News. Like, shut up. Also, when you have a podcast, you can do whatever you want.
Right. How about that? Who cares? If you like it, listen to it. If you don't, then don't. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, that's my thing. I love when people go on, like, you know, forums or whatever, and they're like, this podcast sucks for this, this, and this reason. They just, like, they're not the same. Like, people do it with Your Mom's House, which is Tom Segura and his wife, Christina Pajitsky. They're, like, rich now. And, I don't know, there's 600 and some episodes into their podcast. It's changed, obviously, from what it was in the beginning.
I would honestly hope, because you're supposed to change and evolve and grow, so right. I don't know.
And he does this thing where he, like, it's funny now, because he's like, and you're poor, so sorry about ya. But it's, like, funny, and people, I just don't think that they're, like, I don't know if it's that they don't get it, or they just, like, feel offended or whatever, and so they're online, like, he's changed, and just makes fun of poor people all the time now, and it's like, you're fucking dumb, it's funny. Also, just stop listening to it. Hey, magically, don't click that button on YouTube and don't listen to it anymore, and then you won't even know what happens. Like, I think that that's a huge thing in life now. People are like, I hate this, and it's like, I don't know, turn your face away.
Right.
And then don't deal with it anymore. Right. Like,
why does everyone feel entitled to call out what they don't like?
Yeah.
And, like, make it seem like it's a villain instead of just, like, something you just disagree with or whatever.
There's whole entire YouTube channels of people just, like, hating on stuff.
Yeah. That's weird. And I'm why do you spend your life, like, hating?
I'm a hater, but I'm not going to waste my time.
No, that's a lot of time.
No, I don't care.
But what I like about Theo is that he's also, like, he's bringing on, like, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Tucker Carlson and, like, people like that.
Yeah.
And I love it because he stays, like, true to himself and, like, also throws out these one-liners, like, throw out things, like, Tucker at one point starts dying laughing. He's like, I'm not going to comment any further on that, but that was good. Like, it's just so funny. Like, he doesn't, like, he almost doesn't care. Like, he'll say anything and, like, keep going.
He just says the wild, I think he even said it one time on a podcast that was like, when I start a sentence, I don't know where it's going to end. Like, I just started talking.
When did he start his podcast?
Shit. Forever ago,
because so in Tucker, in that episode, he talks about how he's 18 months sober.
Yeah, so he, like, used to do coke,
do cocaine and do the podcast?
I don't, because so
if he did, like, we have to listen to an episode before and, like, try to compare.
Right, so when he said that, I was like, that's super interesting, because I actually became a fan of him, I think when he was on the Church of What's Happening Now with Joey Diaz, and he was talking about this crazy story that he had about, like, a taxi driver and cocaine, and I can't even really, like, think of what the whole entire story was, but it was wild, and he just, like, he was doing a bunch of coke, but, like, who doesn't, you know, out there in LA or whatever, like, do a bunch of coke, you know? But I think he's gone through this whole journey of, like, drug problem and, like, drinking and, like, quitting and then maybe, like, dabbling. Like, his videos about quitting vaping is hilarious.
I haven't seen that.
Like, he'll be like, dude, I'd hit a damn vape at a funeral, you know, or whatever. Like, I'm addicted to that shit. Right. That kind of stuff. Yeah, I fucking love
it. Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, and he just, like, you don't know. I actually have his first comedy album that he released on, like, iTunes or whatever. Like, it was an actual album. Okay. How do I look that up?
I don't know.
I don't know how to get on iTunes on my phone. I don't want to set up family sharing. Where's, like, my music? I don't know. Anyways, it was called, like, oh, here we go. Purchased. 30-pound bag of hamster bones, I think is what it was called. And he talks about this guy that used to sell hamsters on the street. Yeah, right here, Theo Von. 30-pound bag of hamster bones.
Wow.
March 3rd, 2017. Yeah, he talks about how he used to live in the stray animal belt and, like, yeah, the middle monkeys. Like, I think we're the middle monkeys, kind of stuff. But, like, obviously he's evolved since then, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He used to, his big joke used to be about this guy that used to sell hamsters, like, on the street. And he would, like, paint them up, you know, like, different
designs hilarious. And stuff. He's so funny. I like him.
I love it. Yeah, Patrick and I have seen, we've done a couple, like, comedy shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, we went to Indianapolis to see Ari Shaffir. That was the first time we ever stayed at, like, a fancy hotel that was, like, $200 a night. We really treated ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to St. Louis. When we saw Joe Rogan in Chicago, we went to the Chicago Theater, and we were seated in the third row, I think, and our tickets were like $150 a piece. And now they're like $1,000 a piece, probably.
Isn't
for the
that
third
wild?
Row.
I know? Am so over the price of concerts and like shows you want to go to. Yeah. Why are they so expensive?
Yeah, how am I supposed to go do anything? I can't afford it. Like, but apparently somebody can afford it. That's why they make those prices that high. I don't know. Oh no.
It's people going in debt to do fun things.
Well,
by the way, like that's
I'm gonna go into $54.50 in debt to go see Creed and Three Doors Down and Daughtry and Finger Eleven next August at Tinley Park. Meet me there, or
be you'll be
square.
There.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm just gonna say fuck it. Patrick was like no, and I was like that makes me want to do it more. Please don't tell me no.
It would be an interesting concert.
Dude, that interesting is the wrong word. Fucking.
All of them are definitely on the iPad that's lost in Catherine's truck.
Nano. iPad.
iPod. You guys, I have drank way too much wine. I haven't drank this much wine in a long time.
Hell yeah, brother. And it's like 13.9%.
Oh, God.
It's good. I was going to get the whiskey barrel aged one, but it said it kind of had like a spice to it or whatever. It was an apothic. I know. I was like, next time. Because this one was on sale. It was like
$12. I don't hate this one. I like it.
No, I do too. Yeah, especially if you aerate it.
Yeah. Like always aerate.
Always aerate.
We've been
wine.
Gone for a while.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's probably like, what the fuck?
I know. It is 6:40.
Oh, my God. We got to go.
Yeah, your kids are screaming.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Can't you hear them?
Goodbye, everyone.
This is brought to you by Coffee Enemas. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll hope to see you next time.
Click the link to buy your coffee enema. No.
Don't.
Cheers. Love you.
Love you.
I don't want to go down there.
I know. You can't hear them fucking screaming. They're all fired up.
Sometimes I'm like, I wish I could just like not
do this today. I don't subscribe to this activity.